Science tells us that over 90% of what we think is just thoughts we've already had, meaning we're living in the past. If you want to know how to live a better, more fulfilling, more joyful life, you want to live right now, in the present. I know what I thought yesterday. The question is, what am I going to think today? It's time for a new thought. Welcome to Every Day, A New Thought. I'm Thor Chalgren. Today, I'm going to talk about invisible fences and ask if maybe we might have an invisible fence around us in life. So you probably have heard of invisible fences. That if you're a dog owner or you know someone who is, maybe you've heard of this. Instead of if you have a on your property, if you don't have the ability to fence it off, but you still want to keep your dog in your yard, an invisible fence is basically a barrier that you put around, and it has like a little wire, and the dog will wear a collar that will beep or will create some sort of stimulus if the dog gets near the fence. And that way it basically knows that this is the property line and it can't go any further. And so what's happening is you're training the dog not to even want to approach the boundary because they're either going to hear the sound or if there's a shock, that sort of thing. I don't know that's exactly how invisible fences work, but I know the principle is that it's invisible. So my question is, do we do that? Do we have an invisible fence around ourselves? You know, think about something that you want to do, but maybe you haven't. Why haven't you? If you have, you know, good reasons why you haven't, then maybe you might have an invisible fence there. Maybe your beliefs about that are keeping you away from it, where you don't even go near that boundary because you believe there will be pain if you go there. Maybe there's something that you want to do and you think about it and you think, well, if I go near that, it's going to be pain. Either I'll try it and it won't work, or it won't go well, or I'll get criticized. So what you're doing is in your mind, you're creating all these beliefs of what will happen if you go near or you would try and do those things. So essentially, you're creating an invisible fence. And because you equate pain with approaching that fence, you're not even going to try it. You wouldn't want to go anywhere near that because honestly, who wants pain? So my suggestion for you is look at, say, one thing in your life that you want. And this would be something that maybe for a while you've thought about doing, but you haven't done it. And ask yourself, is there an invisible fence there? Are there maybe one or two beliefs that you have that you've created about what that thing means, what going for that thing means? And ask, did I create beliefs there? Did I build my own invisible fence to protect me? And then look at those beliefs and ask, do I want to believe this? Does that belief serve me? And if not, what's a better belief? So you can start to be aware of what this invisible fence is. In fact, what you're doing is you're making that fence visible. Once you question what those beliefs are, once you question the reason why you look at that certain way, you'll start to turn it from invisible to visible. And once it's visible, then you can start to ask proactive questions to challenge it. And maybe it makes sense why it's there. But maybe if you really thought about it, you'd be like, you know what? That doesn't make sense for me anymore. I don't want to believe that. It doesn't serve me. So what's a better belief that I might think about that? So ask yourself, are there any places in life where you have an invisible fence that you could maybe make it visible? Thank you so much for listening to Every Day A New Thought. If you like today's show, please consider subscribing to the podcast. And if you found value in it, I'd be grateful for your 5-star review. Until tomorrow, bring a new thought to your life today.